Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp, and I'm here with Kristen Hintz of the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation Department, and we're talking about Ottawa County outdoors.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am doing great. And yourself?
Good. So do you have your snowshoes and winter boots on and ready to enjoy some winter activities?
I always have them with me. I don't have them on here in the studio.
Well, that's a good thing.
But even Chris commented when I told him that I always kept my snowshoes with me when I went on trips that there was a lot of snow going on. He thought that was funny.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, last year there wasn't really a lot of snow, but we're really hoping that we have snow this year.
Yeah, but I've been through a few more years than just last year. We've got a good start. This is very over my lifetime.
Yeah.
Having snow before Thanksgiving is kind of rare.
You know what? It is. And I'd have to say that this past weekend I have enjoyed sledding. I have enjoyed downhill skiing and hiking in the woods with the snow just coming across my boots. And it was awesome.
Nice.
So,
the sledding you did over by Pigeon Creek Park?
I did. It was actually Thanksgiving Day and there was enough snow to cruise down the hill. And it wasn't very crowded at all.
Not on Thanksgiving Day. How'd Kayla like that?
She said that she liked it. We had some great sledding runs.
We've got Kayla in the studio, so I'm gonna keep trying to get her to talk on the microphone, but she says no, thank you.
Good luck, especially this early in the morning. She's still waking up.
But she's reading. That's a good thing. You know, we don't get kids that read all the time.
Well, you know what? She reads a lot. What are you reading, Kayla? Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
She likes that one, huh?
Yeah, I believe this is our third or fourth time reading it. So speaking of reading, we have a winter newsletter that just came out in the mail, and it will be posted on our website very soon.
It did come in the mail. It came in my mailbox, and I got it out yesterday. And I was excited.
Fantastic. Well, we have a lot of neat recreational opportunities and a lot of things happening in the parks.
Yeah. And Before we get into all the stuff that's going on in the park, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Do you know what? I had an excellent Thanksgiving.
I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and I ate way too much, I always do.
There's so many things to be thankful for, and I tell you, it was nice to just enjoy some time with my family and to be outdoors and have a good meal to eat. And so I hope everyone else had a wonderful Thanksgiving out there.
I do too. It was a beautiful Thanksgiving day, and to have the snow prior to Thanksgiving, and to have it stay, and be able to go sledding and everything, it's just awesome.
Yes,
all the activities that we have available in Ottawa County. How did the snow hold up over at Vinralti yesterday?
Well, it held up. There were some grassy spots, but the grass was matted down and near the top. But you know, there were probably a good 15 or so families out there, and
nice.
A lot of laughter and a lot of fun. So it was just great to see families out there enjoying their time.
Are the trails, did they hold up for cross-country skiing through the trails?
This weekend, the snow that we had was lake effect snow, and so when you take that snow that doesn't have a lot of water in it and you compress it, there's just not as much as you would imagine it to be.
It just kind of disappears.
But, I mean, the trails definitely held out. I was walking on the trails. We didn't have a chance to groom them prior to this weekend. Uh-huh. But if we do get any more snow, and now that the snow is beginning to melt and you get that moisture content,
yep.
It'll provide a great base to roll it and then begin grooming. So,
excellent.
You know, a little bit of warming up for that water content, and then we'll groom it, and hopefully we'll get more snow in the future.
And the ice hasn't formed on the water, so you can still kayak and canoe.
Well, those that are brave and have a wetsuit and are experienced paddlers are more than welcome to paddle in the Pigeon River and the Grand River. I'm going to hold off, though, until spring. We've actually put a little stop onto the kayak trips until the springtime again.
On the regular trips.
The
hardy people that have their own, they can head out and go, yeah.
Absolutely. I might try it later on. We'll see.
I really enjoy when the banks are covered with snow, mm-hmm. and then canoeing.
Ugh.
And, you know, Kayla's here this morning with you, and my daughter, she loves to actually go out and canoe down the river when there's ice on there that she has to break away at the front.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It is fun.
So, Kayla, what do you think? Do you want to go kayaking this winter?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, done deal. We'll just go get a kayak and we'll go. So,
excellent.
Speaking of ice, there is a great place to go out when ice forms on the Grand River, and it's at Riverside Park. And I'm actually will be leading a walk later on this winter out to the peninsula of Riverside Park, where Bass River is, and Riverside.
Yep, the Bass River
Park.
Recreation. There.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and we'll be taking a walk out there, and it's awesome to see the ice flows along the Grand later on in the wintertime. So something to look forward to.
Yeah, you get all them ice chunks floating down, and you just want to jump on one and go for a ride.
Yeah, actually, I like to stand on the side and just close my eyes and listen to that ice begin to crack and, you know, move. I just think that's the coolest sound.
Well, I'm a guy. We like to just jump in.
There you go. I'll jump in with a wetsuit.
There you go. So before we get into all the new programs,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the new things that are going on? I see something here in the newsletter about a very difficult word to pronounce when you look at it, but it's really not that hard to pronounce when somebody tells you.
Yeah, and actually it's difficult to spell unless you get those memorization techniques as well, or the mnemonics. But
I still got what you told me. It's a Gabagawache?
You got it, Gabagawache.
Is
and actually that is a Native American word for the Grand River, and the Gabagawache is a 26-foot boat. It's a replica of a birch bark canoe that was used during the fur trading era, and Grand Haven, the city of Grand Haven, and the Grand Haven Rotary gave Ottawa County Parks the Gabagawache to use. So
it's 12 passengers.
12 passengers, and it's a fiberglass canoe. It was actually built for Grand Haven's 1984 sesquicentennial. Phew! Boy, at this early in the morning, I am struggling with words.
Sesquicentennial. 1984. So it's been sitting there and not being used?
Oh, no. It's been used quite a bit, actually.
Oh, okay.
In Grand Haven, they use it for their parades, and then also up north near... I believe it's Traverse City that they've used the boat for paddling events. So we're still sharing it with a few other groups to use it, but we're going to be using it as well for programming in the spring and summer.
So will we get a bunch of kids out there from schools and paddling the canoes and saying, ou, de, toi, hey?
Or, alouette, gentil pomorette, alouette, gentil pomore. Okay, that's enough singing. I've lost everyone enough with that.
yeah, we got to have a license for music on the radio.
Whoa, sorry about that. But with working out of details, we would love to get students out or even other families out, but definitely for some of our kayaking trips or boat trips along the Grand River. So that will be probably some springtime or summertime events.
Well, I know when my boys were younger, and I believe when my daughter was as well, we went south, mm-hmm. and we got in a couple of different canoes like this,
mm-hmm.
the Gabagawaches,
mm-hmm.
and parents and kids and everything, you know, the chaperones and the kids. We got in there, and then we canoed, and then we raced across the water. It was big canoes, and that would be really neat to have right here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not such a long bus trip, you know?
Yeah.
I hope that more can be acquired.
We'll see.
They're not cheap. They're not cheap.
They are not, but there are definitely some interested people out there, I think, that might be interested in doing something like that.
My kids will never forget the trip they took, and you know, learned about the French fur traders. And then they all remember the Route des Trois.
Hey. There you go. Well, you know, whenever you do something, you're 100% involved. It's an experience you never forget, whether it's, you know, indoors or out hunting or kayaking or paddling in a big 26-foot canoe with a whole bunch of friends and family.
Most definitely. And we'll be talking more about all the ways to get involved in the outdoor programs when we come back. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. With more than 13 years of educating people in the safe use of firearms, your experience with My Firearms ETS is sure to please. Thanks. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. I'm here with Kristen Hintz of the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation Department, and we're talking Ottawa County Outdoors. If you missed the beginning or you want to pick up the show later on, you can go to WHTC.com and pick up all the information we're going to give you. Right there on the podcast, we have the brand new newsletter for the winter 2013-14 programs at Ottawa County, with the Ottawa County Parks, I should say. So it's all throughout Ottawa County. I scanned through the events.
Okay.
And I spotted Eagles on the Grand.
Eagles on the Grand, yes.
I love Eagles.
They are amazing to see, and Grand River is a great place, one of the great places to see bald eagles.
Yes. Boy, what did Rob tell us last week? How many eagles there were on Lake Mack in the wintertime last year? It's like a wintering area for the eagles coming from the north to come down and winter on Lake Mack.
Yes.
And I can't remember how many he said. We'll have to go back to the podcast on WHCC.com to check how many.
That's right. Well, wherever there's open water, too. I mean, you have open water with some ice, and they grab those fish. And yeah.
It's awesome to watch the eagles. I get excited when I see them because they're so majestic and big. They're
yes.
very big.
And, you know, and they've made quite a comeback, which is just neat, the number of nesting pairs that we have. And
I remember when we hit the mark of having a nesting pair in every county in Michigan.
That's awesome.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, well, that's
but it was exciting to know that we finally had, in all 83 counties, we had nesting pairs. That was pretty exciting. And there was one out on that point there by Lake Macatawa.
Okay.
At that time. And people liked to see it, and then there was a development that got held up by it.
Mm-hmm.
So some people were upset by that. That happens.
It happens. You have a conflict when you have so many different ways to enjoy and use the natural resources. So.
Well, yeah. Speaking of developments, the Riley Trail has some developments.
Yes. We have worked very hard to improve the trails at Riley Trails. Originally, there were just a lot of trails, and it was very easy to get lost. And I have to say, I too got lost wandering around. I don't mind getting lost, and when I have time to get lost, it's A-okay. But
did you find your own way back?
I did find my own way back.
Well, then we don't consider it lost. We just consider that bewildered.
That's exactly. But sometimes when you want to spend a certain amount of time, you don't want to be wandering the trails on a time constraint. So,
what? You put a time limit on outdoors?
I don't, but sometimes you have to. It's the pressure of life sometimes. But what we did, though, is we closed some of the trails and really made sure that, especially in areas where habitat might have been compromised,
okay.
We closed the trails and we signed it all, just like Hemlock Crossing. And so you can go to an intersection and know where you're at and where to get to that next intersection.
Nice.
So that's well done. And then we also, for those that enjoy bicycling or mountain biking, we got rid of a lot of the sand pits. And we, Kayla, my daughter, and I would call them snake pits just because you would ride and just stop because the sand was so deep. And
it was so loose. It was just really dry sand.
And you couldn't go anywhere. Exactly. Yeah. And so we actually, our maintenance staff put it together and graveled a lot of it. And so it's nice to ride. And you could have a seven-year-old riding with their families.
But stay on the trails.
Yeah, definitely stay on the trails. But cross-country skiing, it would be a great time of year to cross-country ski and snowshoe out there.
Now, I know you closed off some of the trail system in order to take away the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
But also, some of that trail system was taken away because there's nesting areas and things of that nature, correct?
Well, there are not so much, you know, any place can be great for nesting or habitat preservation, but you...
What was the compromise?
What was compromised
in those areas?
If you have a lot of side trails around, it just, you know, when you get a lot of people walking off the trail and use it over and over again, you begin to trample the plants and it causes erosion and that such. And
yeah, because along the trails, people always step off.
Right.
And it starts to just
trample the plants. And
the undergrowth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's, I mean, Riley Trails is... it's great because it has a variety of different habitats, but it's a place where you can do mountain biking and that cause a lot of damage.
Okay.
But to have so many trails, it's easy to get lost. And so we just made a really nice trail system and signed it.
It was just too confusing.
With
everything going back and forth. I can understand that.
So that was a major one, and we really worked hard. You know, everyone was very upset about the thinning of the red pines, and I too. When you first took a look at it, it looked like, you know, travesty with all the red pines that came down after the drought. But Johnson Controls, which is one of our adopter park companies, helped with the cleaning up of the debris and planting trees, and so we've really put a lot of time and effort into bringing Riley Trails up to a standard that we consider is a good Ottawa County Park standard. Nice. They were still working on it, but...
Well, the Ottawa County Parks have a pretty good standard as far as how they look and how they operate, and it's a great benefit to our area to have all the different parks and different activities that we have.
Well, thank you, and we hope to continue to do that.
I especially like the Upper Macatawa watershed area.
Oh, you know, that's one of my favorite places, too.
It's close to home.
Oh, there you go. It is, and you know, they've made a lot of developments to that as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go snowshoeing there. Mm-hmm. But they also put in a mountain bike trail there.
They did. The ravines, if you go up from the 84th entrance, and there's a paved trail that goes to the very top, and you have those ravines.
Right.
And it was very difficult to walk through that when there weren't any trails. But the Michigan Edge Mountain Bike Association, they constructed trails within that ravine system, and now they're wonderful for mountain biking, and it's primarily a mountain bike trail. But then some people do go out and walk and look for birds in that area.
Nice.
And Upper Macatawa area is a great place to look for a variety of birds as well. It's one of my favorite places to go
birding. There's a lot there.
Yes.
We even have seen osprey by our house.
Mm, nice.
I don't know why... Female or male, what it was, but it hung out for probably 5 days straight. It hung out by a tree over a little ponding area that was kind of swampy.
Okay.
And it would hang out there and then fly away, and it would come back. And we just kept watching it. And at first I thought, what the heck is that? That's a big bird.
Yeah.
So then I, you know, of course, took out the spotting scope, got in close. I said, hmm. And it was the first time I had looked at an osprey, so I pulled out my book and I said, it is.
Wow.
I was kind of excited.
Absolutely. You know, I thought that I saw an osprey around there, but I wasn't sure. I didn't have my spotting
scope. It might still be around there. I don't know. It's not like I have time to keep track of it.
Moving around a bit.
Anyhow, well, we'll go through the schedule in a little more detail when we return. The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecumseh, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 6/24, 24, potash, and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants. They've got Lucky Buck, BB2, Appalicious, and carrots and sugar beets in season. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop in to the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call at 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on The Outdoor Show. Well, we're back, and we have a calendar in front of us.
A full one.
From the newsletter, the new newsletter, which is not online yet, right?
It is not online, but it should be online this week.
Okay, but going online, we go to?
You would go to the Ottawa County Parks webpage, which is www.miottawa.org. And from there, you'll see on one of the tabs that says Parks and Recreation. And if you go to Parks and Recreation, there is a pull-down list, and you'll see newsletters. And then just look for the 2013-2014 newsletter. There is a place where you can select to register to receive the newsletter, either by mail or online. Or you can even connect to the Facebook page, and we do post events of what's happening on a regular basis.
Oh, so we can like it on Facebook.
You can like it on Facebook, and we make sure that there are posts of all the events that just prior to them being offered.
For reminders.
As a reminder, correct.
Excellent. Well, I tested it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to miottawa.org.
All right. And
what
then
an awesome picture on the banner.
You know what? It is. And what's exciting is that people can submit some of their pictures on Facebook. And Shannon Selgner, who is our communication specialist, will select a picture, and that will go up on the website.
Nice.
So, yes.
And then Parks and Recreation is the fourth tab over.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there, just pass over it, and I get my pull-down menu. And then right in the middle, the first tab below selecting an open space, that's got newsletters.
And click onto that.
Click on newsletters, and shazam, there we are. There's the fall 2013 one.
Correct. And so we will have the 2013... The next one up as soon as we finish this weekend, I believe.
The winter 2013-14 programs.
Mm-hmm.
We got it.
So, we have a diversity of programs this season. We really are trying to provide a variety of recreational opportunities, and some of them are new. We have every Sunday something called the Sunday Family Hour, and it doesn't mean that you have to have children with you. It could just be adults who are interested in some of those programs, but it's also geared for adults with children. And usually there is a hands-on activity involved, but there are a variety of programs going from Owl Moon, which is about owls and going out owling, to terrific tracks and making nature journals, just a variety of topics.
The scavenger hunt.
Aha, yes, that is a fun one.
The scavenger hunt and walk.
Yeah. And then we always have on Saturdays different interpretive programs and walks that Curtis and I do.
That's on Saturdays.
Those are on Saturdays.
The interpretive one.
Mm-hmm.
The family hour, though, when you do the family hour, that basically starts at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take? Are you done in an hour?
In about an hour, yep. It's just
nice.
A short program.
So after dinner, you go and have a 2 p.m. walk, come back home at 3 p.m., take a short nap, head off to church, and you're good for the evening.
There you go. You could do that. or you could just go for an hour and then spend another hour and a half just at the Nature Center. We will have the fire going in the fireplace, and we have hot chocolate and apple cider that people can purchase there. And
nice.
And so the wintertime, we'll always have a fire in the fireplace.
Excellent.
Burning.
Wintery afternoons, and there you go.
That's right.
And those are all at Hemlock.
Correct.
Excellent.
But we also have other walks besides at Hemlock Crossing. Like I said, there will be a winter snowshoe hike. That's at Hemlock Crossing. But then at Pine Bend, we'll have a winter walk on December 27th. And there is another winter wandering at Riverside Park on January 25th. So we are getting out to different parks.
Nice. I'm scanning through here while you're talking about them and looking at when the dates are and so mm-hmm. on. And of course they're in order in here, but the we can see that we start here in the newsletter December 14th and then mm-hmm. December 21st. So we're hitting those Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the January stuff and the February stuff. But I'm looking January 18 is an introduction to stand-up paddleboarding.
Yes.
In January.
Well, you don't have to put on your wetsuit and you don't have to go outside, but staff from the outpost will be bringing different paddle boards and paddles.
Okay.
And they will do an indoor presentation about stand-up paddleboarding, where you can do it, what you need to bring, the best places to go.
Nice.
Just to pique people's interest, and then they're also you can sign up, and I believe that they're going to be doing some teaching at the Holland Aquatic Center. It's a possibility that
okay.
was mentioned, but there could be opportunities to sign up for taking an introductory course indoors prior to going out in the summertime.
Well, my daughter asked me about those paddle boards,
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, man, you really think you're going to stand up on one of those? So we're canoeing mm-hmm. over Labor Day weekend. On Labor Day, we went canoeing. So she decides, she'll show me she can stand up. She stands up in the canoe and she paddles down the river. And she did just fine. Never fell over or nothing.
That's awesome. What a tremendous sense of balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I was impressed. I thought that was great. See, I'm getting older, so I don't have that same balance anymore.
You know, my parents, though, tried it. They actually went out and took a paddleboarding lesson. And
they enjoyed it.
Yeah, and that paddle really helps you be stable. So I did it once with my daughter on a paddleboard, and we did pretty good until one of us got a little tippy and we both fell over.
I wonder who that was.
But it was we had a great time. It was warm. And so this paddleboarding is just an introductory indoor presentation, but it'll be a great chance to learn about paddleboarding and ask questions.
Thanks. Well, I thought about it, and I thought there's no reason she shouldn't be able to stand up, you know, to do the paddleboarding, because when I was younger, I would stand up in my canoe and collect lures
okay.
on the river.
There, yeah.
You just stand up, I grab a branch, so I just stand there floating. Not a fast river, of course.
Yeah.
You know,
no rapids
like,
or anything
well,
like
down
that.
Down by the Pawpaw
Bridge. Okay, yeah.
I would go right there because there's so many lures in the trees, and I collect the lures, and of course, then there'd be somebody fishing. Hey, can you get that for me?
You should have charged 50 cents or something, or maybe a dollar. You could have made some money on that.
Yeah. It was just fun.
Oh, I bet. Oh.
Anyhow, so we can learn that. That's going to be on January 18. That's 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, so that means you got your Saturday daytime to do anything you need to do around the house, because I know everybody likes to say, well, I got so much work to do.
Well,
in the wintertime,
nah.
Really?
And you know what? Actually, right before that, at 2 o'clock, if you're not interested in paddleboarding, at 2 o'clock you can join Curtis Dykstra at Connor Bayou and learn about eagles on the Grand. So that's a full day of activities.
There's
ice fishing in Eastmanville Bayou, eagles on the Grand, and then paddleboarding, too.
Look at that.
Yeah, we've got
ice fishing is before the Eagles on the Grand program?
That's at 12 o'clock.
I'm trying
at Eastmanville Bayou. So
I'm
you
not
could
spotting that one.
And January 18th on the calendar. If you look
oh,
on
I'm
the calendar.
Oh, I'm looking on the list, not
oh,
on
nope.
the calendar. I got you. I was looking in the wrong spot. Anyhow, there are many more things to talk about, like the Stellar Evolution, the Isle Royal, from Bucket List to Wonderful Adventure, the Book Club with Melanie, mm-hmm. and a close-up look at Twigs that we'll talk about in just a moment. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs, repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland and ask about the storage options at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. With more than 13 years of educating people in the safe use of firearms, your experience with My Firearms ETS is sure to please. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on 1450. You can give us a call, 395-1450. And we don't have a lot of time to answer questions, but we will, because we are going through the rest of the newsletter, which everybody thinks the internet's so fast. We already have it, and it's not on the internet yet.
I know.
You hear about it first right here.
Right.
On the Outdoor Show.
That's correct.
Well, I was taking note of a few things. And December 28th, that's just after Christmas, so kids are on their break and everything, and I noticed the Scoop on Skulls.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, we actually have five kits of 10 skulls of Michigan mammals, and this program actually was developed where people will be able to key out those skulls, looking at the teeth and
nice.
Counting teeth and figuring out what Michigan mammals they're from, and it's definitely a hands-on program. It's a lot of fun. So.
And there's somebody there to help them out when they don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, but actually the keys that you use, we developed the keys, and they're actually fairly easy to use. And
are the keys printed? I'm asking for a reason, because if I could get a printed key, it would be great when I go out in the woods with the little kids.
Yep.
And then they find things, and they say, "What is this?" And I look at it and go,
You could stop by the Nature Center, and I would make you a copy of one.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're not going to have every single Michigan mammal, but, you know, the possum, and there are, can't say all of them, because then I'll give it away.
It always took us a while to figure out exactly what we had, because we had to, you know, look at it, examine it, and decide, what do we have, where are we at, why is it here? That was included in our little bit of research that we would do, because my boys would always say, "What is this one from, Dad?" And, of course, I couldn't just say, "Yeah, it's from there."
No, you have to walk through all the steps and, figure out where that animal was.
Excellent.
And
coffee's not for the birds. Oh, no, it's with the birds.
Coffee with the birds. And this is a program that we just started this fall, and we're going to continue it through the wintertime. But instead of offering it the first Friday of each month, we're offering it the first Saturday of each month. And from 10 o'clock to 11:30, Curtis will be in the Wildlife Den at the feeders. And it's an informal program, and coffee is provided by Simpatico Coffee down in Holland.
Okay.
It's been donated. And then also DeBoer's Bakery of Holland donates some pastries, baked goods from DeBoer's Bakery. And they donate those. And we have just an informal conversation about bird feeding and the birds that are at the feeder, and answer any questions that people might have. So it's been a growing program. But people who have attended really enjoy it.
That can be a lot of fun. I remember Grandma used to sit and watch the bird feeder.
Yeah.
And then she had her book there, and then she would go, "Oh, what is that?" You know, and figure out which one it is.
It's a great way to start out, and you don't have to, you know, some people are love to bird and have a lot of experiences. But the great thing about Coffee with the Birds is that you have people that are just starting out and people that have been birding for years, and it's just a great mix of different abilities and different experiences in birding.
When you take the time to watch the birds, you are absolutely amazed at how many different birds there are in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, and the behaviors of birds.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do, is to sit at the feeders. And, yeah, I know a black-capped chickadee, but to watch the behaviors of black-capped chickadees at the feeders is really a lot of fun.
It can be an enjoyable time to just relax. You can have conversation and watch the birds at the same time. And then, of course, everybody, when they see something new, "Ooh, hey, ooh, look."
Yes, you have those fun ones like the Oregon Junco, you know?
Now, when you came in this morning, you said how nice it was to look up in the sky.
Yes.
And see how clear everything was.
Yes.
there's the Constellations program on January 25th.
Yes, and actually there are a couple of astronomy programs. January 25 is the Constellations program, and then also Stellar Evolution on February 22nd. But the Shoreline Amateur Astronomical Association, mm-hmm. they give programs the third Saturday of each month, and it's at Hemlock Crossing, and it usually starts off with an hour PowerPoint presentation, and then afterwards they have their telescopes, and we turn off all the lights at the Nature Education Center, so it's just dark sky, and on a clear night you can see just amazing
like
amazing
when I go
things,
up north.
Stars. Yes. Well, not as spectacular as up north, but
there's a little more light pollution around here than there is up north.
Yes, but it is a nice place where it's still dark.
But now, Doug Mandrick mm-hmm. from the Amateur Astronomical Association. Mm-hmm. I wish we could just call him AAA, but that would get confusing.
You could call them SAAA or SAAA. There you go.
Anyway, Doug is going to describe those constellations and the legends behind them.
Yes.
So he's going to explain the legends because there's actually multiple legends behind some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, he's going to explain that stuff?
Yeah, he'll explain the legends and, nice. And his constellations. So, and actually, Doug Mandrick is a teacher at either Harbor Lights or Mecatawa Bay Middle School.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, nice.
He teaches astronomy. So they have a lot of experience and passion for for astronomy.
Well, that'll be at night, so mm-hmm. during that time of the year, they will not be able to see Orion, right?
You can see Orion. I see Orion.
At that time of night?
At that time of night, probably not.
It's got to be kind of later.
It's got to be later, but yeah. they're actually there until 10 o'clock or so.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have a chance to see Orion.
Nice.
What
yeah, because I know you usually see him, well, maybe coming earlier. I'm just trying to think. During fall hunting season, then you see Orion in the morning.
Yes.
On kind of over to the south, the southwest,
mm-hmm.
and he's in the upright position at that point.
And now he's in the side position.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always look for Orion in the wintertime.
Yeah, nice.
What other? Oh, one that I'm very excited about is March 8th, and it's called Isle Royal from Bucket List to Wonderful Adventure. And that is one that actually one of our co-naturalists, Kelly Morrissey, and myself and my daughter all went backpacking for 8 days at Isle Royal. And we had an awesome experience, but our PowerPoint, our presentation is going to be from preparing for the trip.
Uh-huh.
Especially with a 9-year-old, preparing for that trip and going all 8 days. And
that would be an excellent one for people that they want to understand what it takes to go backpacking.
Exactly. This is the first time, you know, I've done a lot of backpacking, but I've never done a long backpacking trip for 8 days without having a break in between. And to backpack with my daughter for 8 days, and she's 9 years old, it was a whole different experience in just how to prepare A, backpacking, and then B, how to prepare backpacking with a young child,
uh-huh.
And then a bit about Isle Royal as well. And we'll have stories, some of our anecdotal stories of things that happened and what we saw. And so it'll be a great presentation for families and for people that are just wanting to know more about backpacking.
And I see here that we're going to have a special guest. Kayla Hintz is going to share some of her backpacking stories.
Yes, from the perspective of a 9-year-old. Can I just say, Kayla, oatmeal?
Yes.
She's got a wonderful story about oatmeal that'll make you laugh.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, that'll be neat. That'll be neat to have Kayla tell her story about being on Isle Royal for 8 days.
And before we end, I know that there's a lot, but just wanted to let you know that there are Pigeon Creek Ski Clinics going on this winter, and they can call 738-4810 at our main office to sign up. And Pigeon Creek does have our lodge hours, park hours, lodge hours, and rentals are all listed on our website. And you can call the Pigeon Creek Winter Sports Hotline at 616-738-9531 for updated snow conditions and hours and lodge hours.
Excellent. Winter Sports Hotline at 738-9531. Make that call. Find out what's going on. Get out there and go sledding, go out and enjoy some winter activities in the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation.
Snowshoeing, and Hemlock Crossing does rent snowshoes, too.
Yes. So. Got to get out there and enjoy the winter.
Yes.
And we've got the places to do it.
Thank you for
coming in.
Hey, you're welcome. Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to
We'll get Kayla to tell us next time on the radio her stories.
What do you think, Kayla? Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week right here on The Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Meddendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.